Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain Conference for today, Thursday, July 9th. The grains closed higher here with December corn up 2¾ cents at 357. Got to a high of 362. That double top is still there at 363. November beans up 4¼ at 901½. And September wheat up 8½ at 525. Look at the board. Corn basically up 3, beans up 4, wheat up 8, and you think it's a pretty good day. But then you look at the wheat selling off 6 cents from the highs, the beans 8 cents off the highs, the corn a nickel off the highs, and all of a sudden it doesn't look quite as rosy. But the fact of the matter is, continue to move higher here. If you think rain's coming, you sell it. If you think it's going to be hot or dry, or the rains aren't going to be what they expect them to be, you buy it here. We've got the report tomorrow. It should show bigger corn production, bigger bean production, bigger carryouts. But when it's all said and done, I don't think anybody's going to believe the government estimates on yields. So, could we have a knee-jerk reaction down after the report and then resume the bull? It's certainly positive. By any chance, we could close over 363 tomorrow in the corn, 515 in the beans, and 535 in the wheat, that would be a great close out here. So that's what we're hoping for. Maybe we can get it. The market is just, we opened up strong. The corn and the beans basically broke the beans pretty much right from the opening. Corn tried to rally a little bit, couldn't get it done, broke off the highs. The wheat opened up higher, continued to rally up another dime, gave about 6 cents of that by the close. So again, it's kind of an iffy day, no real destruction on the charts. So hopefully we'll see the funds come in and cover some of this 220,000 short corn and 45,000 meal and really get this thing rocking and rolling. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.